Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board with us for this hour of Money Power. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I know there's a lot of never-Trumpers out there, no doubt about it. And, you know, some with good reason. Of course, you've got the impending so-called trade war hanging in the balance and so forth. But it's very, very hard to argue right now, not only with some of the foreign policy decisions with North Korea and so forth that's going on, but doggone it, the economic news just could not be better. I mean, the New York Times having a hard time even describing it. It's so good. And people like Paul Krugman from the said rag has tremendous egg on his face because his prediction of doom and gloom, economically speaking, under the Trump presidency, has obviously not come to fruition. And he wasn't the only one, by the way. Even people I have great respect for, Mark Cuban and so forth, others have called it the same way. And I think their personal differences with style, perhaps more than anything else, sort of got in the way of their judgment. I mean, you know, Krugman's not a dumb guy. He's a very smart Nobel laureate type economist. But he's such a left-wing liberal dude that I think it tends to skew, and I know I've got good friends that are that way. And judgments get skewed because of a personality conflict, or they don't like how he talks, or whatever. And me, I'm a little more results-oriented. You know, I don't particularly like the crassness and confrontation and the personal attacks. It's not my style. I wouldn't do it. But it is his style. It's just the way he, in business, evidently has had to operate. And, you know, quite frankly, it seems to be working. I know a lot of people disagree with that, but let's go through some of the numbers here. The U.S. economy continued to add jobs at a solid clip in May, with non-farm payrolls up 223,000, higher than expectation, by quite a bit, by the way. And the unemployment rate fell to an 18-year low of 3.8%. This, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 3.8% is full employment. that pretty much means that everybody that wants a job has a job. And the unemployment rate hasn't been this low since April of 2000, just before the last market crash, if you will, a couple of crashes ago, actually. But check this out, a separate level of unemployment that adds in discouraged workers and those holding part-time positions for economic reasons fell to 7.6%, the lowest since May of 2001. That's 17 years, folks. That means people with part-time jobs and those that have given up on work are changing their mind, be it ever so slowly, but they're starting to get back to full-time positions, and they're not as discouraged. And it's at its lowest level now since May of 2001. You can't make this stuff up. These are the statistics that we get from BLS. So to be that critical of the president's agenda, and to be critical that he's actually doing everything he said he was going to do, this whole trade war tariff business, that is no surprise. He said he was going to do it. We still elected the guy. I know Wall Street's a little freaked out about it, but when you have a booming economy, the time to do this is now. The time to get to fair trade is now, because it has been imbalanced. Now, it's worked out okay, because, you know, we buy a lot of stuff from the foreigners, and they buy a lot of stuff from us. Unfortunately, we buy way more from them than they buy from us, and they tariff the living heck out of us, because, you know, we're the 800-pound gorilla. And all he's trying to do is level the playing field. And if I were a betting man, I'd say, you know what? This is the way Trump negotiates. He comes out with a big stick and starts beating people on the head. And then he backs down a little bit. I don't know if he's going to do that this time. We'll have to see. How about this stat? The closely watched average hourly earnings metric rose 0.3%. That was within expectation, but it translates into an annualized rate of 2.7%. Not nearly high enough, but remember, it has stagnated for 30 years. So all the people that Trump said he was going to help, those left behind, are getting some help. They're getting jobs, and wages are starting to go up. And hopefully they continue to go up, and that will keep a robust stock market growing and continuing to add value, although the market's fairly flat this year. We haven't made the 21% we made last year. But what do you want? 9 years in a row? Most of those years double digit? Come on. Trees don't grow to the sky. So far, you would have to give this guy on the economic front an A+. Domestically, A+. Foreign relations-wise, you know, there's a lot of people don't like him, especially over this tariffs thing. But you don't have to like someone to respect them. And we'll see what happens with North Korea. No one should be trusting in that regime for sure. And I'm quite certain with Mr. Bolton now counseling the president's probably not going to trust him either. But he's, you know, giving him the olive branch or whatever, and we'll see what happens. We go on. In addition to the better-than-expected payrolls for May, March's count was also revised up from 135,000 to 155,000 jobs. April went down by about 5,000. So the net gain over 2 months, still 15,000 more jobs. Where'd the jobs come from? 31,000 from retail, 29,000 from healthcare. This is a big one, 25,000 from construction. Remember, those construction jobs means you're building stuff like homes. And when someone buys a home, they go out and spend more money on furniture and fixtures and carpeting and drapes and all that stuff. 23,000 on technical services. Manufacturing also contributed 18,000 jobs. And mining, a business that was dead under Obama, grew by 6,000 jobs. The total level of employed Americans, as counted in the separate household survey, rose by 293,000, while the roles of the unemployed fell by 281,000, the lowest number since January 2001. The black unemployment rate at a record low, 5.9%, and 2% for Asians. Overall job creation skewed heavily toward full-time, which saw an increase of 904,000, while part-time jobs fell by 625,000. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. The economy is booming, and probably booming enough to withstand a bit of a trade or tariff dispute. All right, stick around. There's a lot more coming your way right here, right now, and right on the Ray Lucia program.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yeah, my wife and I just got back from a little vacation celebrating our 45th wedding anniversary. Early, by the way, because we're in the middle of a move, latter part of this month. Yeah, we went to Maui, got to sit through a timeshare presentation for all the freebies. You know, when you're semi-retired, you do that stuff. We didn't buy, by the way, although it was a nice place. Anyway, moving right along, retirees moving less in more ways than one. I remember we reported the other day that retirees on average are spending 4.5 hours a day watching TV, 30% of their waking hours, including the news shows. And I mean, I'm addicted to a lot of the news shows, too. So I'll admit to being one of those couch potatoes. But according to Matt Fellows of United Income, who did this study, it can not only increase health problems, but also make you increasingly risk averse. Meaning you're too cautious with your money. Maybe it's watching all those commercials. I don't know. But sitting on your duff and not exercising and not getting out in the world perhaps is making us a little too cautious, moving away from stocks and real estate and asset classes that have the higher likelihood of creating a return that exceeds the rate of inflation. So he recommends that advisors work with their clientele to counteract these inherent fears that evidently are coming as a part of A, aging, and B, sitting on your duff. Now, the other thing that they found in this study is retirees are staying put. As health and wealth of retirees have increased, more are choosing to stay in or near their homes and neighborhoods rather than moving to a lower tax state or cheaper, more rural areas within their state. You know, I've contemplated this quite a bit. California taxes, high. California standard of living, high. Traffic, terrible. And you can go down the list. Sanctuary state, you know, some people love that. I'm not so fond. You know, kids smoking dope. I'm not so fond of that either. I have grandkids. I don't want them smoking dope. I saw what it did to my buddy Gary. I won't give you his last name, but I hadn't seen him since high school. He came to see me at one of my seminars about 10 years ago. And the guy's brain is fried. He was a smart, great guy, one of my best buddies. And then last night I'm watching the autopsy of George Michael, you know, the rock star singer, Brit. And they said one of the contributing factors to him dying at age 53 was the fact that he was smoking like 25 joints a day. Now, I'm sure he was, I can't say I'm sure, but based on what I saw on television, he was, you know, doing cocaine and other drugs and prescription drugs. He had back pain. I mean, I love that show. because it goes into all these reasons why these people are dying early. And it tells me, yeah, be careful on the even the prescription meds you take. But 25 joints a day was his nonstop smoking weed. Anyway, it might have been for his back. I don't know. I don't want to talk out of school. I'm certainly not an expert on cannabis. But nearly half of retirees are now living in the suburbs of cities, and their numbers have increased by almost 40% over the past 40 years. So I guess because we're wealthier and healthier, people are staying put, or they're actually not moving into the rural areas or going to Texas or some low state income tax state. They're staying put. And that means when it comes to decumulating, I've got an email on this, by the way, when it comes to decumulating from your portfolio, it's even more critical that you have a strategy in place and that you don't subscribe to this, I want to get way more conservative posturing in retirement, especially now in a rising interest rate environment. And based on the economic news we talked about last block, there's no doubt now that you're going to see a couple of three more rate hikes this year. No doubt in my mind, anyway. The share of retirees who say they have moved in the past 5 years has fallen from a high of 23% in 1980 to a low of 15% in 2015, the most recent data available, and only 1% report moving out of state. Wow. I mean, I'm not going anywhere, not with my grandkids here. But would I if I was, if it was just Jeannie and me? Darn tootin'. It's way too expensive to live in California. The tax rates are out, they're insane. And the cost of gasoline would pay a buck a gallon more. I was in Arizona the other day. I literally pay a buck more than in Arizona. I love Arizona. I'd move there in a heartbeat. I don't mind the hot summers. As long as I got a pool in my backyard. Retirees are more likely to move across town than to another state, says Fellows. They're not moving en masse to states with lower tax burdens or crime rates or better weather. So the Minnesotans are staying there with the cold weather. How else to explain that three of the five states with the largest populations of retirees, California, New York, and Pennsylvania, are among the states with the highest taxes, yet the share of Californians who are seniors has climbed to 11% currently from 7% in 1965. Of course, low-tax states like Texas and Florida round out the five states with the largest senior populations. The biggest changes for retirees have been their increased wealth, which has more than doubled between 1989 and 2016. Well, thank you to the stock market for that and the real estate market. And life expectancy is now, what, 83, 84 for a 60-year-old? So people are living longer, but they need to be wealthier. Because if you're planning on a 5-year retirement, it doesn't take that much. If you're planning on a 35-year retirement, it takes a ton. So what's the point here? Well, the point is, we probably ought to get off our duffs a little bit more and do stuff, volunteer, et cetera, et cetera. But we have to have a strategy in place for decumulation, which I'll talk about when I answer. I think it's John's email, who's an advisor. He's asking me about that. And I thought I'd share it with you when we get to the email segment. So stick around for the whole entire show. You don't want to leave now. When we come back, Christine Benz from Morningstar just celebrated her 25th year there. And she's got some lessons that she learned. I'll share them with you when we come back as we listen to America on the Way Out. Stay with us. This is the Ray Lucia Program. Where the days are longer than
knights are stronger than
ProGrade carpet cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today. Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
It is the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information. You know, something I've got a lot of respect for, Christine Benz over at Morningstar. She just celebrated her 25th year. And while she has not been an advisor, per se, in the field, getting her fingernails dirty, so to speak, I can say without any hesitation that she has been a student of this industry and to a large extent gets it right. So for the past 25 years, here's a summary of what she said. Investing is overrated. Less is so much more. Beware of the financial complexity complex, but some innovations are brilliant. Get some help in retirement and don't be afraid to talk about the tough stuff or the hard stuff, as she calls it. Let me go through a couple of these because I think she's spot on most of these. Not all, by the way. But investing is overrated. As she said, it's the attention hog in many discussions about how to reach your financial goals, because investing is sexy. Let's face it. You know, you get to talk about triple tops and bottoms and channels and wedges and MACD charts and the moving averages and factor investing, and all that stuff is a waste of time. I mean, the technicians that work in the portfolio management business may want to look at it, and it may have some minor influence. But it's really window dressing in many respects when your advisor is talking to you about this stuff, because most of the time, none of that stuff works. If it did, then there would only be a few market timers that had all of the money in the world, or everybody would be doing it, and therefore it would be a self-defeating process, right? If everybody's doing it, there's no anomaly in what you're doing. Common sense tells you that. Instead, it's the boring stuff. The non-sexy stuff. How much money are you saving each month? Yeah, that's more important in many respects than the rate of return that you're getting, especially as you age, because you don't have time on your side to compound. Balancing your debt pay down versus investing, and which debts to pay off sooner than others. You know, basic financial planning decision. So I agree with her that less is much more. She says this: I've learned, the more that I've learned about investing, the more of a minimalist I've become. If an investment type can help investors get the job done simply, cheaply, and without a lot of moving parts or oversight, I'm all over it. So I agree in part with that. When she gets into the complexity at the product level, I don't totally agree. When she gets, I mean, and I'm talking about certain products that people claim are too complicated to consider, when they're really not, like fixed annuity contracts. They're not complicated. Variable annuities may be a different story. They can get very complicated. Index annuities can get complicated too. But if you just took the basic concept of some insurance company guaranteeing you a certain rate of return over a certain period of time, there's nothing more simple than that. And it's been proven now with academic research that adding that kind of a product diversifier to your portfolio can make a difference, in some cases a huge difference. And as I've also discussed, it's one of the few ways you can game the system legally. Because if you're wealthier and healthier, You'll get more out of that contract than if you're not. That's gaming the system. The actuary tables look at the cohort population as a whole. They don't underwrite you individually. They don't say, hey, Johnny here's, he's a marathon runner and raised a chubby Sicilian, so Johnny's likely to live longer so that annuity contract's worth more. They don't do that. Anyway, in addition to reducing complexity at the product level, she also says she's an evangelist for eliminating complexity elsewhere, including the tax code. Now, here's where I do go sideways. Because if you want to talk about complex, the tax code in and of itself is super complicated. And as you well know, changing constantly. So you need to have an advisor. And as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, an advisory team that will include a CPA that is well-versed in taxation, not only on individuals and businesses, but taxation on various investments and how that tax treatment works, and tax treatment on Social Security payments and basis in IRAs and how that works when you have Roth and you have non-deductibles. Yeah, it can get complicated, but it's critically important. Deciding whether to invest pre-tax or post-tax in a Roth versus a traditional 401k. Those are important yet sometimes complicated decisions, but they can make an enormous difference in your ability to retire either on the date that you would like to retire or retire more comfortably on whichever date you do choose. Now, getting some help in retirement, you know how I feel about this. I think if you've got the right advisory team that subscribes to a best practices approach, they can add, according to Morningstar themselves, 22% more income in retirement. 22%. That's a lot of money. And that's coming right from the horse's mouth here. And according to the folks at Vanguard, net of the advisory fee, 3% compounded in your rate of return. Finally, don't be afraid to talk about the hard stuff. And she tells her own story. And we've heard this story many times before, referencing her personal situation as the adult child of two parents who struggled with cognitive decline toward the end of their lives. Now, my mom passed like 7 years ago, but my dad has been struggling with cognitive decline almost ever since. And to quote Christine Benz, that sucks. That's exactly how she described it, too. Having to deal with cognitive decline in somebody that you love and you've respected all of your life, as I have with my father, it's really, really, really hard. And that's one of the reasons why I am committed to making sure that Jeannie and I maintain our long-term care insurance policies, which have an inflation compounding on them, so that our kids don't have to put up with the financial burden, so that they can hire somebody else to deal with that that's not personally involved. Anyway, I think it's so critically important that we take heed of what people like myself, now I've been doing this 40 years. She celebrated her 25th. And for the most part, I agree with everything that she said. Investing is overrated. Spending too much of your time trying to figure out how to eke out an extra 0.1% or trying to time the market with all the different tools and techniques and computer programs and so forth is a waste of time. It's far better to focus on the strategy behind your investing, paying down your debts, saving as much money as humanly possible, and then keeping your life as simple as possible. Avoid the financial complexity complex, as she says, and get some help. Amass a team of professionals that can help you. It's worth it, trust me, on every penny that you spend on it. Because the academics at Morningstar and Vanguard have already proven that out. You just got to make sure you get the right team in place. And don't be afraid to talk to mom and dad about the tough stuff and your siblings as well. Because it's going to happen to you more than likely. We'll be back on the Ray Program.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very...
Well, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program, helping you make better money moves. Got some decent emails in.
I went hiking.
Let's start with Tim. His subject is MLP, Master Limited Partnerships. You're familiar with these, I'm sure. A lot of them in the oil business. Pipelines and so forth. Anyway, here's what he said. I bought a master limited partnership and put it in my retirement account. It performed exactly as expected. But then I read you should never put MLP in tax-free account. Panicked and sold, not sure why. Should I buy it back and put it in a taxable account? Why is it bad in a tax-free account? All right, well, first off, it is not tax-free. That's part of the problem. Those are tax-deferred accounts, and even in a Roth IRA, which is tax-free, a master limited partnership is a pass-through entity, which is a business. And when you are investing IRA money in a business, there is the potential for that business income to be taxed to the IRA. For example, KMP, Kinder Morgan Partners, right? That's what an energy company, obviously. And what happens is you as a K-1 partner are not buying into a traditional stock that pays dividends under a 1099. You may get dividends in a master limited partnership under a 1099, but they're not treated the way a traditional dividend is treated. So if you end up with business income, they call it unrelated business taxable income, you got to fill out this form 990T, and you will pay income tax. Now, you get like a $1,000 exemption. But anything over, what is it, $12,500 is taxed at the 37% marginal rate to your IRA. So if it's a small investment, then it's not that big of a deal because you get $1,000 free. But here's the other side of it. When you own it personally, because you still get depreciation and other write-offs that a business would get, the bulk of your income early on is tax-free anyway. So I would suggest that if you are going to buy it back, you buy it back in your taxable account. Now, keep in mind, these are still risky investments, and you have to be very, very careful with master limited partnerships of any kind, just like you'd have to be careful with any stock. But it is traditionally better to hold them in your taxable account. So that's probably what you heard about. Okay, then we had John, and this is spot on with what we were just talking about. John writes, I'm an advisor and love your show. I hear you talk about retirement decumulation a lot. What makes your strategy different from a systematic withdrawal method? Well, really, over the long term, I don't think a lot, because they're both methods and means of asset allocation. But remember when I talked about simplicity a few moments ago? When you're able to identify every single dollar in your portfolio and then attach a use to it, it's a much simpler thing for you to understand. And more critically important, it's a lot easier for you to stay the course. For example, if you have a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, and you do a systematic withdrawal, in a year like 2008, where most stocks and most bonds all went down, you are selling assets that have declined in value. And once you liquidate those shares, you can never get them back. So in my particular strategy, you may still be a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, although I would certainly not recommend that. I'm far more diverse than that. But even if you were, you would be spending from the lowest volatility asset classes first, while you allow the more volatile asset classes time to recover. Now, like over 7 years, there's only a 3.7% chance of a loss. So if you funded 7 years from a bond or safe money account, and that's a stock market loss, by the way, then it's not likely that if you spent that money down over 7 years, that the balance of your portfolio, were it all in stocks, would be a loser. Now, interestingly enough, this was studied by more than two now finance professors, but I can never remember the name of the study, but I remember the finance professors because it was in the Journal of Financial Planning who wrote about this. And they looked at data dating back to, I don't know, it was 18-something. And it was 139 years, as I recall, of academic data on stocks and bonds. And what they determined was this, that 90% of the time, when you spent from the bond allocation first and the stock allocation second, you ended up with a better result. And it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because over the longer terms, stocks do better than bonds, but they have double-digit declines in most every year. The volatility and variability of stock market returns on an annualized basis is extreme. And so if you're selling shares on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis to produce income, and those shares happen to have had a bad quarter, you're liquidating more shares in a declining market. So while probably over a 30-year retirement, it may not make that big of a difference, it makes a huge difference to you as an individual investor, because you will likely stay the course longer. And according to the academic research, it does make a difference. I think it was 2 or 3 years more funding for your retirement. I am out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shoot me an email at raylucia.com. Now go out and make it a very, very blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.